Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
I believe they did very well. Oh, is that how you can clap for the choir? Is this all you can do? So you came all the way from your house for a conference, and this is all you can do? Do it better, do it better. Clap your hands for the choir. Beautiful, beautiful. And I think you should do a better one also for the stars. The stars. Beautiful. Wow. Are you excited to be here today? I can't feel your excitement at all. Are you excited to be here today? Then why don't you give Jesus a shout of praise? Yes, I'm now feeling like I'm in safe church. Amen. Beautiful. Now, last year we were here. How many were here last year? Oh, wow, quite a number. Wow. I'll not be surprised if we all see ourselves in heaven. Put your hands together for Jesus. Beautiful. And this year, we are also here. Somebody shout, we are also here. But there is something very important. The moment we've all been waiting for is here. We have in our midst an international conference speaker. Ah, you won't clap. Now, when you resume school, you can also go and tell your friends, look, I went for a conference, and our speaker was an international conference speaker. He speaks on the radio. He preaches in cathedrals. A very powerful man of God. Put your hands together. Somebody say, and now, let's stand to our feet. We want to do something we've not done before. Hallelujah. This is it. With a shout. With a clap. No, let's start again. Now listen. Listen. Listen and do as you are told. With a shout. With a clap. With a jump. With a jump. With a jump. With another jump. With a shout. With a shout. And a clap. Why don't we welcome our very own Reverend, Reverend Emmanuel
Kwanitey. Oh, Tessie, your excitement is very low. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lift up your hands, everybody. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this afternoon already. We thank you for our gathering. We ask that may your presence come in our service. We say, Lord, you are welcome. Satan, we curse you in this place. Holy Spirit, come and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so you guys be there. Sit down. So, if you are a child, if you are a child, don't go beyond this place. Don't go beyond. Do you understand the English I'm speaking? So all of you there are seats here. Come. Come. And when I start preaching, nobody moves out. And the church should be one man, one seat. Check. One man, one seat. No two people should sit on one chair. One district. Tell your neighbor, one district. Tell your neighbor, one district. No, if I say one district, you say after me. Say one district, one factory. Make sure no two people are sitting on one chair. They have three chairs over here. They can come here. Quickly. Ashes, help them. help them. Everybody should sit on one chair. And nobody should go beyond this. Madam, Dede, Imboya, where are Shamo? Hallelujah. Beautiful. Put your hands together for yourselves. And it's a blessing to be here once again. And I want to say that last year we had, I'm talking plenty so that you can make everybody get seated. Boss, she's already sitting. Are you a girl or a boy? A boy. Okay, please go and get a seat at that side. Who has an empty chair by him or her? There's an empty chair. There's empty chair here, yes. Your bag doesn't pay offering, so don't let your bag sit on a chair. Last year, we were here, and we had a fantastic conference. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, Charlie, you're clapping. I'm not feeling. And we are privileged. We are here again. All right. I also want you to put your hands together for our prophet, our pastor, Bishop Doug Hayward. When we mention his name, we stand up. When we mention his name anywhere, we stand up. Yes. You can see how many of you were at the Good Friday Miracle Service at the stadium? All of you were there. And I believe that this is a man God has given us, okay, to pastor us and to help us. Do you understand? And it is by his wisdom we are here. I want you to put your hands together again for prophet. Yeah. And the church we are in, no. If I say play before, when I needed you to play, I was not finding you. And the church that we are in, most of you don't know. Allow them to run. Maybe last year they were not here. They will kneel down right now. Most of you don't know the church we are in. Do you understand? Yes. The last time I checked, I think that we are over 50-something denominations. Put your hands together for the Lord. And all these different denominations, we here are blessed to be part of the Catch the Anointing Center. Or is that not how they call your church? Catch the Anointing Center. May you receive an anointing in this denomination in Jesus' name. Yeah. Because if you are in this denomination, the only thing is that you be anointed. And it is the anointing we are all looking for. Everybody is looking for one thing. So I am coming from Anakazo Assemblies. How many of you have heard it before? Anakazo Assemblies. And you are in Catch the Anointing Center. Put your hands together for the Lord again. And our convener happens also to be our pastor, Bishop Francis Asama. Put your hands together for Bishop Francis. Oh, take your seat. Bishop Francis, wherever you are, look, it is his idea. He said that we can have this conference again. It's difficult. It takes a lot of effort to see what you are seeing this afternoon. For us to gather and say that we are having a conference, you told your parents from home that you are having a conference. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of energy to even organize. Hey! Something as beautiful. If you are quiet, I will not have to shout. But if you are talking, hey, what I don't know if you are, I'll cut your legs right now. I have a knife in my pocket. I'll cut your legs, Obana. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. And I want you to respond. So last year, we did what? I need only one talent. How many of you were here last year? I need only one talent. Okay? And this year, we are doing read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. That's the title. Write it. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. I also want you to put your hands together for Pastor Ben and all our safe teachers who have gathered us, who have tried to put us together. Yes. Come. There's, who is sitting here? Nobody. Come. Church elders. Sit here. Nice one. Okay. Beautiful. I'm happy. When I see you, I'm happy. So, what's the theme for this year's conference? Tell your neighbor, read your Bible. Tell your neighbor, read your Bible. So I'm preaching from this book written by our prophet. Okay? The title of the book is Read Your Bible. Everybody say, read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. Only three people here are saying it. Should we say it again? Say, read your Bible. Correct. The people here, plus 20 marks. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. I'll say it again for the last time. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Some people are not singing. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. So that's the, we finished the conference. Read your Bible. Hey, the people here, they are not responding. Let's go. Pray every day. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. If you want to grow. Hallelujah. To grow. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to. Now, I'm preaching for just 7 minutes. Now, the first question I want to ask you is that, do you want to grow? How many of you want to grow? How many of you want to grow? You want to grow in Christianity. How many of you want to grow in Christianity? Now, put your hands down. Put your hands down and listen carefully. I'm preaching for 7 minutes. If you are quiet, I'll finish in 7 minutes and you go and eat jollof and come back. Now, listen. Anybody who is a Christian, just like you are sitting down here, anybody who is a Christian, the aim of the person is to grow up spiritually. Anybody who goes to school, all right, the aim of the person, listen, Bible says in Ecclesiastes that there is a purpose. And there is a time for everything under the sun. The school you are going, there is a reason you are going to school. Why are you going to school? Why are you going to school?
To learn.
Why are you going to school?
To become a better person.
To become a better person. Right? No, you are not a better person. No, you are not a better person. Why are you going to school? Tell us why you are going to school.
To become what?
Eh?
I want in future.
Speak into the mic.
To become what I want in future.
To become what you want in future. Now, what do you want to be in future?
Military nurse.
Mama must say military nurse, dear. There is a reason we do everything. There is a reason your mother packed her things and left her house to come and stay with your father. There's a reason. Yes, there's a reason. If you see somebody selling pure water by the roadside, there's a reason. If you see somebody who calls himself a headmaster, there's a reason. Everybody has a reason to do something. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Yes. Now, it is that reason you have that will cause you to do what you are doing. And we Christians also, when you give your life to Christ, and let me tell you, this book is for you. Batashi, sharp. See me, I see you. Umale. As you have given, I like the way you are comporting yourself. Tashi, you are very good. Put your hands together for yourself. I'm now feeling the preaching. As you have given your life to Christ, I'm building up something to come. As you have given your life to Christ, we don't expect that you will remain the way you are. Who here has a little sibling? Small one. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. Now, you will see that if your mother gives birth to you and at some point in your life, you can't walk, your mother is worried. True of us. Yes. You can't eat. Your mother is worried. Everybody around you becomes worried because at a point, we expect you to grow. Or we sent you to class one. From the time you went to school up to today, you are still in class one. You write exams, you fail. They repeat you. You write, you fail. They repeat you. You write, you fail. All the people you started class one with, as we speak now, they are in class six. And you are still in class one. How many of you know that your father will be worried? Your mother will be worried? Your uncle at Destin, Pram, he will also be worried? Your father's brother, the one at Tema, he will also be worried. Then you yourself, you will be worried. How many of you know that everybody will be asking questions? Mamba, why is he not passing the exams and all? Yes, we are worried because you are not making any progress. It's the same way as you have joined the safe church. As you are in the safe church, we expect. What's your name? Stand up. You see, your name is what?
Kaney.
Yeah, nice name, CBA. Kaney, no matter how you feel. Tishin. It's Kayla. Is it Kayla or Kaney?
Kaney.
What does it mean? You don't know. They gave you the name. No, you collect. Kaney. I've not heard it before. You two have not heard it before. Kaney. I'll give my daughter Kaney. Now listen. Listen carefully. There is an expectation on Kaney because as you have joined the church, we are expecting that you are in J Church. How old are you? 8. You are in J Church. You move to Y Church. Then from there, we bring you to the adult church. We expect that you grow up. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We want everybody here to grow up. Some of you, even in K Church, you cannot quote any scripture. Hey, wake them up. with them. Hey, wake up, wake up. If you are in school, by this time, will you be sleeping? Say, read your Bible. Say, read your Bible. Pray every day. Yeah. Now, all that I'm trying to explain is that these two things, they make you grow. Reading your Bible, number one, and praying. These two things. If you want to grow up spiritually, I'm closing. I'm about to close. If you want to, 2 minutes more. If you want to grow up spiritually, the only way, listen to me, listen. The only way, hey, come back. Nobody should wee wee. If you want to wee wee, they should give you vortic water. But you will be inside. Nobody should stand up as I'm preaching. If I see you standing up, I'll call you and give you the microphone and you preach. The only way to grow up is by, number one, reading your Bible, and number two, by prayer. Everybody say, reading my Bible. Say, reading my Bible and by praying. Yeah. Listen, this... Don't forget today's conference. To grow up as a Christian. Listen, to grow up normally as a human being, you have to eat. You eat a lot of things. Indomie, wache, jollof, banku, kenke, what else? Mashke, gobe. Eh? Wache, fufu, spaghetti, tuozafi. The indomie, these are the things you eat to grow up as a normal person. But to grow up spiritually, to become a spiritual person, you need two things. You need, number one, reading your Bible. And number two, you need prayer. Put your hands together for the Lord. Yeah. I'm left with 1 minute. Now listen. Amazingly, a lot of young people. Listen, your father, where he has reached, so many things don't bother him again. Your father, if he will go to heaven, by now he will know he is going to heaven. If he's going to hell too by now, he knows. Nothing can change your father's mind right now. But you have a chance. Tell your neighbor, I have a chance. That is why I have brought myself here to explain so many things to you. Amazingly, a lot of young people do not have Bibles. The thing that will make you grow, you don't have it. You don't have a Bible. As I speak right now, many of you came to this conference without a Bible. Make a way for me. Many of you are here. I don't want to do inspection. But many of you are here and you don't have a Bible. True of us. Many of you come to Sunday service without a Bible. This is where I'm coming from. You have come to look at my face. Meanwhile, all of you sitting down here, you celebrate birthdays. And some of you, when it's your birthday, come and see how your mother is falling down, looking for balloons, looking for pizza, looking for cake, looking for champagne, looking for egg and shawarma, because her beloved daughter is 8 years. As we are celebrating your 8th birthday, you don't have her. In battery, komeko. I'm using car battery. In battery. Do you understand? In battery. I'm using car battery. I don't have heart. I'm using car battery. If it disconnects, sit down properly. Sit down properly. Many young people do not have a Bible. And I know where it's coming from. A lot of your parents also don't have Bibles. You see, me, I'll never come here to preach on a Sunday morning. But by the time I finish preaching, if I'm going out, your parents will block the road here and they'll beat me properly. That's I'll never come here on a Sunday to come and preach. And I'll come here when your parents are not here. Your parents don't have Bibles. You too, you don't have a Bible. Yes. Your whole house, there is only one Bible in the house where you stay. And that Bible is your mother's engagement Bible. Let me tell you, engagement Bible does not save anybody's life. Engagement Bible. Even the words are small, 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 small. Your mother has never read from that engagement Bible before. The last time she opened that Bible was the day your rent expired. And midnight, she opened the Bible and she knelt down and she tied her head with duku and she was praying at midnight with some candles around her. Hey, Pastor, were you there? I was there. I saw in the spirit. You don't have a Bible. Those of you in JHS, you have Akiola. You have it. You have in scope. You know what is in the in scope. You know the first 20 elements. Yeah. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, barium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium. You know. You know. You know. You know, you know simultaneous equation and you know quadratic equation. You know all these things. Yes. But the Bible, that thing that will make you grow, you don't have it. And the whole conference, I'm just coming to tell you how disastrous it is not to have a Bible. That's what I'm using the whole day to tell you this. You don't have a Bible. You are a Christian. A human being, you come to church 52 times, 52 Sundays in a year. You don't have the Bible, including people sitting here who go on the stage to sing. It's like me and Le, I'm a talented solo artist. Me Bamabala Keng Bena Me Tashi. You don't have a Bible. And I'm saying that you can be in this church for over 70 years. If you don't have a Bible, you are destroying your life. You are never going to grow. You are, listen, listen. Me, when I wrote BEC, I had one in science, one in English, and one in mathematics. Oh, my baby, I got brain. Just sometimes you can feel a bullet film of you, Nehani. Hey, she had drum of you. Now, how did I do that? The things that will make me pass the exams, I had them. In scope. In our time, there was something we call in scope. Do you still have it? In scope. Approaches series, bruh. Bruh. The in scope card was written by something to Messi. I know the guy. Yeah. The Akiola, the man, the Akiola man who wrote the book, his church is at Bishop Ogo's church. He's in Makane. He's the church member of UD. Mm. We learned the things because we want to pass. No, you are sitting down here and your aim is to go to heaven. Or is that not why you are here? No, is that not why you come to church? You don't have an aim, you come. So you come. Let me tell you, the reason we come to church and we do all this is so that we can make it to heaven. And you don't have a Bible. I'm worried. Young people, I am worried. When we are done with this conference, everybody, by the time I'll be coming here next year, everybody should get a Bible. Now, because you don't have a Bible, it means you don't read, you don't have your quiet time. It's true. It's true. This whole year, from January to today, 11th April, I can swear with my last 7 CDs in my account that all of you here, you have never had a quiet time before the whole year. Yes. You have never opened your Bible. You don't even have the Bible to open it. If you have a Bible, here, stand up. Hold your Bible and stand up. If you have a Bible, come to me in the front. Come, bring your Bible and come and meet me here in the front. Yes. I have not come to embarrass you. I'm about to teach you something very precious. Yeah. Our attendance here is about 300. It's about 300. Now, 30% of 300, 10% of 300 is 30. 3% of 300 is 30. Count the people here, whether they are up to 30. Akwe, how many? 14. Let's even say there are 15. 15 means that 5% of the people sitting in this room only have a Bible. And I can tell you on authority that out of the 5%, do you understand? Out of the 5%, 3%, the Bible they are holding is not for them. Oh, I'm not preaching. Or I should go back to Anakazu assemblies. Should I go back to Anakazu assemblies? Yeah. I'm telling you. All of you. Let's say the Bible is for them. Let's say it's for them. Look at the number here. Look at the number here. We don't, including stars. Where are the stars? Stars no more here. Play, you are a star. Station, you are a star. You two are a star. You are shining. Station. You are a star. God, station. You two are a star. Where are the stars? The stars are here. Choristers. One of their own spiritual people are choristers in our church. Choristers. And also for a neighbor, like, hey, small choristers. And no, it's not like I hate choristers. So. Choristers, instrumentalists, and ashes. Even sound people are better. Dancing stars, like we are Mesande. Dancing stars. It's my class. Get Benano. Better from Yebiete. Dancing stars, they come to dance and go back. They are not here for anything spiritual. But today, your mind is going to change in this conference. I say your mind will change in this conference. Yeah. From today, when this is your birthday, look, tell your father that, look, father, me, I've never celebrated birthday before. Where I'm coming from, we don't celebrate birthday. She can't knock a hero cake, okay, you're coming. How many years ago, I for cake. Me not a cake, baffy. Tell your mother that. Because when I look at your face, you are all that beast. That baff won't quan, et cetera. That ba. Look at the people here. Look at when you see your skin. You can see that ba skin. Shiny skin. Those of us that our skin looks like Rodo. So we. But look at the people here. Tell your parents that the money they will use to buy you pizza. I am a trained, listen, I am a trained human nutritionist. Do you understand? I am a nutritionist. I will define pizza for you. Pizza is equal to bread plus stew. Plus cheese, plus box pizza. And that is what they sell to you. 150 Ghana cedis and tell you it's family size. Family size. Now that 150 cedis, it can buy Bible for two people in the family. Bible, I hear no Bible. What is the aim of conference when there is no Bible? You don't have a Bible, your mother doesn't have a Bible, your father doesn't have a Bible, your uncle who came from Tema and he's staying with you, Lehun, he doesn't have a Bible. And on Sunday, the four of you or six of you will leave the house and come and sit here and look into the bishop's nose. Your Bible. Your Bible. Now, what is the Bible? I'm not coming to preach. Go and sit down. Give me another 7 minutes, okay? Look, keep looking at the time for me. What is the Bible? This Bible, I'm shouting that you must get it. What is the Bible? Number one. A lot of points, but I'll give you just a few. Number one. Work with me. Number one. What is the Bible? Pastor, this thing you are shouting, Bible, we should get the Bible. Bible is important. Bible is good. What is the Bible? Number one. The Bible is the good news of salvation. The Bible, it is the good news of salvation. Romans 1, verse 16. The Bible is, am I expecting a scripture on the board? Okay. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Listen. I've gone to school. I'm not trying to brag. Like, I don't want you to feel bad that I've gone to school. School, there, I've gone. From crèche. Me, I know I'm a school dropout. But I've read a lot of books. Secular books. There is no book that talks about salvation since I started school. There is no book. Listen, salvation means that we disobeyed. Do you understand? We disobeyed. And God said, the wages of sin is death. The wages. Do you know wages? Wages is pay. Daily pay that they give you. The way, when you sin, you have to die. That's the equation. And then Jesus said, no, I have to come and die for these people. All right? So you don't have to die again. That's why we celebrated Easter recently. So Jesus came to die in your place. Hey, look at me. I'm the pastor. Look at me. Is that clear? I'm a fine boy. And there is no book that has recorded a man being saved. Listen, the greatest thing that can happen to you is for you to be saved. Now, when we say you are saved, it means that you cannot help yourself. And somebody must help you. And God came on the scene and decided that he's going to help you. And there is no book in the world. I've read books on anatomy, pharmacology, biochemistry, statistics, whatever. A lot of books. None of them has ever spoken about saving a human being except the Bible. Why don't you clap for the Bible as I'm talking about this Bible? Yeah. It is the only book. And you don't have it. You are going to write BEC and they say there's one book. If you buy that book, you pass. You won't buy. No, you will not buy it. One day, when I say one day, you also say one day. One day, I was looking for something. And they told me that what you are looking for here, nobody has it except a certain man. They mentioned the man's name to me. Don't you think that man, he will be very important? Come, hey, sit down. Somebody should help him to sit down. The only book that talks about the good news of salvation is the Bible. That is the only book. And you are a Christian, and you don't, look, today, as we are talking right now, and we are here, some people are somewhere. Allah, what? You see, the children have tie their neck with whatever. They are holding mat under their armpit. These are serious Muslims. And when you go to class and say Christians should come here, bohun ote oya fita mehi. Okay, you are a Christian. Yeah. When I was in Tamale, 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. Oba nani boko ebo Allah. Akbar. Oba. When you go out and you are trying to find out who is doing that, this is an 8-year-old boy. That is how they do opening prayer. Before their parents will come and join the prayer. How many of us here can lead opening prayer? You don't have a Bible. How are you going to lead opening prayer? No, how are you going to lead? Some of you, when we say, come and lead opening prayer, no, well, we can't find you. We cannot find you. The only book that talks about salvation, you don't have that book. You don't have it. How do you expect to arrive successfully in heaven? Fine woman like you. Nice girl. Nice girl. You don't have nice girl. You don't have Bible. Right now that you don't have a Bible, do you think, you see, you don't have Bible, you don't have Bible. Then some beloved will say, like you, before you see no, they marry you. In your lifetime, the only Bible you have is engagement Bible. Engagement Bible. And a lot of the engagement Bible, you see, the words are small, 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 small. Even the one they are engaging with the Bible will never read it. Will never read. If like ask any married person whether they've opened their engagement Bible before, ask them. LP Vicky, have you opened your engagement Bible before? Small, small. Can you hear me? I know about now Sunday. Our time now, you go. That time it's around 12 midnight. You tie your head with some red or black or white scarf. Oh God. God, please, my son is a stubborn boy. I have brought him before you. Then you open the Bible. You won't read it all. You just open the Bible. People think that when they open the Bible like that, then God himself will read the Bible for them. Yeah. It is a book, okay, that talks about the good news of salvation. Salvation is a good news. Do you know salvation? Salvation means that you are going somewhere. Charlie, nobody is helping you. You are about to die. And you hear, you, one day, when I was in secondary school, some people broke bounds. Do you know broke bounds? And then they went to town. And then they said that they caught all of them and they said they were sacking them from the school. From trio, they said they were sacking them from the school. They won't write WASI, they were sacking them. So they said everybody should go home and go and bring their parents. When you bring your parents, then you sign, then your parents will take you away. It means that you have stopped the school. Then one of my friends, he said, if he goes home, the mother will kill him. So he went to look for some beans seller and told the beans seller that the woman should come and act like his mother. You understand? And then when the woman come and they enter, no, we stage the thing. So when the woman came, she was wearing trouser and cloth. Then they said, oh, this is your son. He has broken bounds. Come and sign. And before they finish, come and sign, the woman who has slapped my friend. My friend fell down. Then the headmaster and the people said, they want to have a small meeting. It was a small meeting. Then my friend said, where he was, he could hear the headmaster and the teacher saying that we shouldn't sack him. Because if the mother has slapped him this way, so they should just punish him. That is how come my friend finished the school with us. Yeah. He said, when he heard the news, he said he was refreshed. They shouldn't sack him, only him. Like it's a news to save him. It's a good news. It's a salvation. Hey, can't preach it. Make no need for bulwani. Tell you about it. Tell you your heaven. I preach no kelenche. Oh boy, ni. You want maba? Touch your job and make we need. Me, I'm from this place. So mokeni na afini neke no oke boy enche. Neke nyifio na wonye ho. Pastor Ben, next year I won't come here again. Tell you where. Pastor Ben, next year don't invite me again. I won't come. Or you beg. Everybody say good news. Say good news. Number two. The Bible is God's warning to us. The Bible, it is a book that contains the warning God has for us. God has already warned us that if you don't give your life, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, the personal Savior, you will go to hell. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Hebrews. Everybody say Hebrews. Yeah. I said, number one is what? The Bible is good news, is the good news of salvation. Number two, the Bible is God's warning to us. Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Two, quickly. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Three, how shall we escape? This is God warning us. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How? How will you escape? How will you escape? Young people, I want us to escape hell. Escape hell. Hell is real. Young people are in hell as I speak and they are shouting. Hell. Try to.
Try two. Hell no.
As I'm talking about hell no, then if it see Mali to work. Well, give me small volume so that I'll not shout. A lot of young people are in hell. I don't want us to join them. Say amen. Yeah, God is warning us. He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Now, where are you going to see this scripture at? Where are you going to read this scripture? You can only read this scripture in your Bible. And it is the Bible you don't also have. Hey, Bible, Sunday, leke enjoy. No ko fear me. It is the Bible. Listen, you have everything. Lip shine, lip gloss, lipstick. Eyelashes, eyeshadow, mascara, rouge, body magic. You have all these things. Polish, you have all. But it is only Bible you don't have. Don't you think that the devil is up to something? He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? We are escaping in Jesus' name. I like the people here. That's why I always want to be here. I said, we are escaping in Jesus' name. I said, we are escaping in Jesus' name. I said, we are escaping in Jesus' name. Yeah. Number three. The Bible is full of God's inspiration. This Bible you don't have. It's good. Look. When we talk about inspiration comes from the word to inspire. Do you understand? To inspire. The Bible we are holding there, it is God inspiring us. They are words from God. It is God who has breathed into human beings to write the Bible. That is why we call the Bible the Word of God. Don't joke. The Word of God, and you don't have it. Something God has said. Are you bringing me the microphone? Please bring it. God bless. Plus 10 marks. Something that God has said. One day, or you don't like my stories. You said you want to become a military nurse. So I am a lecturer at 37 nursing training school. So you come there. So one day I was conducting interview for some new nurses who were coming to the school. Then a certain girl came. And then we finished the interview for her. When we were done with the interview, she went out. Then she came in again. She said she wants to see me. I said, for what? She said, when she came for the interview and she walked out right now, she has forgotten to show me a certain certificate. I said, what certificate? Then she brought out a certificate. And she told me that this certificate she's holding is a certificate they were given. And the certificate was signed by the President of the Republic of Ghana, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. His signature is on the certificate. And I asked her, what does it mean? He said the people told them that anywhere they go, they should show the certificate because the president's signature is on it. So that certificate, she holds it very dear. Me too, I've never seen the president's signature before until that day. President's signature, you are holding it dear. And the things Jesus has said, God has said, that one, you don't have it. A book that God has written. You don't have that book, but you have Aquila. The book God has written. You have a book on our world, our people. Eh? You have a book on creative art. Your mother has bought a book for you on creative art, but your mother has never bought any book that God himself has written. Don't you think it's a serious thing? Eh? Book that God has written, you don't have. But a book that a man has written, you have it. Creative arts. Our world, our people. Oh, what? RME. What? Career? Career tech. Hey, it's a book. It's a course. Career tech. What do they teach you in that one too? It's what? BDT. No, the career tech. No, what do they teach them? BDT, information tech, career tech. Mm. Now that's how things will be, career tech. Career tech. That book, career tech, you bought it. You have it. Call mass. You have mass. You have mass book. Even mass. You have mass classwork, mass homework, mass extra classes, mass extra classes. You have all those things. But the Bible, everybody say the Bible. Oh, I can't hear. Say the Bible. You don't have it. What is supposed to save your life? What is supposed to save your life? You don't have it. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want. The Bible you don't have. Sometimes when we are shouting, the children are not reading their Bible. The reason why children don't read their Bible is that children don't have Bibles. Stand up. When you are sleeping, just stand up some more. The sleep will go away. But if I'm preaching, you are sleeping, then it's from your hometown. Because I can't preach and you sleep. The Bible that you don't read, it is not your fault. It is because you don't have the Bible. Your mother is not interested in you having a Bible. One day, when I was in Tamale, we were going to have a service. Sunday morning, I came. Then a certain parent said, she wants to see me. And I said, why do you want to see me? He said that, are you the pastor? I said, yes. He said, I've come to thank you. I said, for what? He said, my son, Jeremiah, he can now read Daily Graphic. I said, walk out of this place and go home. if your son can read daily graphic, it is not an achievement. Can your son read the Bible? Your son can read daily graphic, and you have come to tell me to congratulate me. You don't have a Bible. You don't have a Bible. All your life, you don't have a Bible. But you come and stand and be singing, "All my life, you have been faithful." If God is faithful all your life, do you have a Bible? You see, your inability to have a Bible, it makes pastoring you very difficult. That's why I would not beloved connect as small bodeke. Anything we say, you never hear us. Because boy, yes, small but who's smaller. Yeah. So when we are talking to you, the Bible says, oh, you don't mind us. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Yeah. Next one. The Bible is God's wisdom for our prosperity. The Bible. How many of you want to prosper? How many of you want to prosper? Look, to prosper, it is in the Bible. Tell your neighbor, it is in the Bible. To prosper. Hey, let me tell you. Don't let anybody deceive you that if you go to school, you finish. No, you get a job. No, you can build a house. Life doesn't work that. Ask the people who are working whether they build houses. Ask the people who are working. It is only God, that can prosper you. So that thing, education is the key to success. The man who said education is the key to success, that man, yesterday he apologized. He said he's sorry for saying that. Joshua 1:8. I'm saying the man who said education is the key to success. Education. Etina, you have put yourself in the education proper. This book of the law, listen. This is where the prosperity is. This book of the law, and the book of the law is the Bible, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Good success. Sit down. Good success. Good success comes from reading the Bible, meditating on it, and doing what it says. You'll be prosperous. How many of you want to be prosperous? You want to do well. Hey, car. Everybody will drive a car. The people here, when I speak, they don't believe. No, they don't believe me. I said everybody would drive a car. Everybody will marry in this church. No, but if you don't marry, how are we coming to eat the jollof? You have to marry for us to come and eat. Pam, 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 pam. Pam, 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 pam. Pa 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 don't do. Yeah. It said, for them, thou shalt make thy ways prosper. May you prosper in Jesus' name. Prosperity is not the one they pour oil on you at all. They can pour oil on you till you become like Kele Wele. You will still not be prosperous. Prosperity comes from reading the Bible. And it is the Bible you don't have. This is what is paining me. You don't have the Bible. Bible, ake, obeyko. Even the engagement one, we say it is not good to cry. You don't have it. I see the Lord changing our story in Jesus' name. Oh, I said, I see the Lord changing our story. Listen, if you are a Christian, you don't have anything at all, have the Bible. From today, everybody should make it a point that before the month will end, you will get a Bible. Before the month will end, before April, the old people, they say April. Before April will end, you will have a Bible. You see, and some of you, your parents have bought you phones, iPhones, Samsung. Sometimes when you come to church and we see your phone, and we the pastors, we see our phone, we ask whether you are the one pastoring us or we are pastoring you. Oh, phone, edale. But your parents don't know that this phone they bought for you, you have been using it to watch pornography. They don't know. They don't know that you've been watching naked pictures on the phone. They don't know. Oh, shimbile, midi chendi here, shile. Eh? The phone you have, when we sell the phone, it can buy over 20 Bibles. Yeah? If I ask all the people who have phone here should stand up, you will see that their number is greater than the people who have a Bible. Mm-hmm. If you have a phone, stand up. I know, don't even, if you have a phone, like you have your own phone, stand up. Whether you have tablet, yeah, phone, tablet, and all those things, stand up. Stand up, why are you lying in church? This is church. You have a phone, stand up. Come to me in the front, come to me, you have a phone. This is a sign of prosperity, you have it. Come and see me here, come. You have a phone, come. Come to me, you have a phone, come. Hey, Chama, hey, you stood up there, your phone, come. Hey, come. Welcome, welcome, how do you do? Happy to see you, happy to see you. Welcome, welcome, how do you do? Happy to see you, my friend. Vicky, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Do you understand the message I am preaching? These are the poor phones. Or tablets. If I have a tablet, come. Yeah, some people have it here, but they are sitting down here. But I can see in the realms of the spirit that they have it. Are you not seeing that the people who have phones and tablets, the number is more than the people who have the Bible? Yeah. See, if I talk about this and you say that I am an antichrist, but no problem. This one, she has a phone, tablet. You have a tablet?
Yes.
You have what?
A tablet.
Look at even how she's pronouncing it. Tablet. Tablet. Boom. Me know you. What do you have? You have phone. You have a phone. Hey, okay, let me take care of your phone. Why do you want him to lie? You, what do you have? Eh?
Tablet.
The people who have the tablet, they say when they pronounce it. Tablet. You two, what do you have? What phone?
Samsung.
Oh, Samsung. With a smile, Samsung. Hey! Osofo, if I tell you the phone I'm using, you cry for me. You said you have what?
Samsung.
It's America, Nibia, Babia, Sam. Your auntie brought it, your father bought it.
My father.
Rich man. Oh, Papa Yeshka. Yeshka. What type of phone do you have? Eh?
Samsung.
Samsung phone. I'm going to say tablet phone. Not tablet, Samsung. Where are the iPhone people here? Where are the iPhone? iPhone. If you look at the skin, look at the boy's skin. Look at the skin. Rich man's son. Do you know what? Do you know what it takes to have an iPhone? iPhone what?
8 plus.
8 what? 8 plus. What does it mean? 8 plus. 8 plus is high. Your own is iPhone what? Eh?
XR.
Even this girl cries afraid. You say, hey. This is what? This is XR. camera quality is good. The reason why I'm not using my phone to take pictures, that when I used to take pictures, they can't see your face. Me, the pastor, my phone, if they take pictures, they can't see your face. You have all this thing. You have it. Some of you have earpod. You, what phone do you have? What?
iPad.
iPad is equivalent to iPhone. Clap for her. She's wearing spectacles. Yeah. But the book that is supposed to save your life, you don't have it. The good news that is supposed to save your life, you don't have it. These are the rich people in the church. Save church. Look and say, Pastor Ben, you are blessed though. Where is Pastor Ben? You are blessed. Rich people. Now let me finish and I'm taking offering. And I'm making 100 Ghana and none of you comes here. Unless you sell your iPhone and bring me the money. Clap for them. You the people who don't have phone. Clap for the people who have phone. Please come and sit down. Phone owners. What phone do you use?
Original.
Hey, bra. I've not heard it before. You said you use what?
Original.
It's a phone.
No, it's a tablet.
It's a tablet. Everybody say it's a tablet. Hey, Muka, so that God can bless you. Say it's a tablet. Say it well with you. Say it's a tablet. I see God giving you a tablet. Oh, rich people, as they came, they even have water bottle. Eh? They even have water bottle and this. It's a tablet. Yeah. Next one. So I said, the Bible is God's wisdom for our prosperity. I have another one. He said, the Bible is the instruction manual for marriage. How many of you want to marry? The Bible is the what? Instruction manual for marriage. How many of you know manual? You don't know manual, but you don't buy new things. No fear, no home use. Even brassiacra, home use. Panties, home use. Frying pan, home use. Anything you buy that is brand new, it comes with a manual. TV, home use, some people buy. But I see you buying brand new things. Hey, you don't like, let me move to the people here. I see you buying brand new things, brand new. Some of you have never used anything brand new before. Everything is false. Obroni Wewu, rich man die. Obroni Wewu is rich man. No, Obroni Wewu is white man die. White man die. Obroni Wewu. So the white man has died. They have brought his trouser and you have bought it. You see the Obroni Wewu, it has some scent be, some perfume be. It's not perfume, but that thing is disinfectant. From Abrochi. Abrochi disinfectant cry. Ghana perfume. Disinfectant. Because as the white man has died, we have to disinfect his things. Then we bring it boiler. If you go to La Paz, we see a lot of boiler, fridge, home use, gas cooker, home use, microwave, home use. Everything is home use. But you never use anything home use. You use brand new in Jesus' name. Brand new. Now, when you buy brand new things, there is what we call a manual. Everybody say manual. So the manual helps you to understand how you must operate the thing. And we are saying that when you grow up and you are about to marry, the manual for marriage is the Bible. You don't have the Bible and you are going to marry, it's full of disaster. Yes, I'm telling you, it's full of what? Disaster. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 22. Ephesians 5. I'm about to close so that we can go and eat jollof. Ephesians 5:22. This is the manual. Look at the man. He said, wives. In my church, I'm a marriage counselor. Me, I do plenty of things. Plenty of things. He said, husbands. No, wives. Comma. Wives. Submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Listen, It is easier when you are a wife to submit to somebody's husband than your own husband. That is why the Bible says that wives, submit to your own. That word there, O-W-N, is what is changing the whole scripture. Your own husband. Children, obey your parents. It is easier to obey somebody's parents than your parent. Yes, I've seen them. Go and bring it. Yeah. Next one, verse 23. Otherwise, don't say that I'm talking about wives and I'm not talking. It says, for the husband is the head of the wife. Hey, the most important person in your house is your father. Even if he's a drunkard, he is your father. And then Papa let down tall on you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether your father is a drunkard, he's an armed robber. He is your father. Bible says he is the head of the house. Your father must agree. If your father says we should change your school, and your mother says we shouldn't change your school, we must obey the voice of your father. Whether he's the one paying the fees or he doesn't pay the fees, as long as he says we should change your school, we have to change it. It's difficult to. The Bible, if there's no Bible, there will be chaos and confusion in this world. For he said, even as Christ is the head of the church. Now the church, this church we are inside, the owner of the church is Christ. Bishop is not the head of the church. Bishop Francis is not the head of this church. Prophet Kaka is not the head of this church. Bishop Dark Hayward Moss is not the head of this church. Pastor Ben is not the head of the same church. He said, Christ is the head of the church. Give me verse 24. Let me see whether there's something nice also over there. Verse 24 says what? Or there's no verse 24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband. You see, anytime there's going to be husband, they write own husband. Is there something in verse 25? Husbands, comma, love your wives. It's difficult to love your wife. It's easier to love a side chick. Hey! He said, love your own. Look, girls, it is not your aim to love a man. You are supposed to submit to a man. It is the man's duty to love you. Everybody have their job description. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also have loved the church. And this is the manual. If husbands and wife can understand verse 22 to verse 25, there will be no marital issues. Women cannot submit. Husbands cannot love. It's difficult. What I'm preaching is, you are confused, eh? And we are saying that when you have the Bible, it is the manual. It is the manual. Yeah. There was a wedding I officiated before COVID. When I officiated the wedding, 2 weeks after, then COVID came, and then we stopped church. As I speak to you, As I speak to you, the girl who has married, she's in Dubai, and the husband is in Accra here. The marriage is spot. Coffee, mafia. That's how it ended. It's because they have not paid heed to this scripture. Get a Bible. I said, do what? Get a Bible. Oh, Bishop Dagiwad Mills. People should call for Bishop Dagiwad Mills again. Call for Bishop. Yeah. Number one, be here. He said that the Bible gives the truth about the future. The Bible gives the truth about what? The future. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. The future. What is your future? How are you going to end? When you come to this world, you live your life and you die. What is your future? Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. It said, and I saw the dead. Hey, one day, we are all going to drop dead one by one. Everybody will die. Hey, one day your Saturday will come. There are three Saturdays in your life. One is your naming ceremony. We've done that already. The other one is your wedding day. I'm not sure whether everybody here is going to marry. But I am sure of the next Saturday, which is your burial Saturday. When did I bury the girl in the church? Christmas. And my 24th, we had a party. Last year, 24th, we had a party in our church. 25th, I was in church and I had a call that a girl was coming to church and she fell down and she died. When I went to the hospital to see her, she was lying down like this. I said they should remove the cloth. I put my hand on her. In 3 days' time, she would have turned 14 years. Christmas Day, 25th, when people were chewing chicken, I was walking in the cemetery. I buried her that day. It's your future. And I saw the dead. Listen, comma, great and small. Great. Hey, that you will live up to 100 years. It doesn't happen all the time. Great and small. Stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Why don't you want to have that book that contains words like this? Why don't you want to have it? It tells you about your future. Hey, your future is not to become a pilot. How many planes are in Ghana? You say you want to become a pilot. Every school, there are pilots in every school. How many planes are in Ghana? He said, what does he want to become in the future? He wants to become an okra farmer. Another boy came to church. New boy, he came to church. I said, he should come and see me in my office. When the guy came, I said, what do you want to be in the future? He said, he wants to become a polling agent. Do you know polling agent? When they are doing election, the people... polling agent. Need be like a why? In case some guy be is in their area, he did polling agent and he bought flat screen television. Kelaka is a foolish boy. It's a foolish boy. It's a very foolish boy. These are the things we go through as pastors on daily basis. When you bring foolish things to us, okay, you want to become a polling agent. Need one pay school fees humble. NFL say we're talking about your polling agent. Foolish man. Why don't you want to get the Bible to read this beautiful scripture? And I saw the dead. These are the scriptures we read when people die. But we don't mean it. I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God, and books were open. Hey, a book will be open. The day you appear in heaven, a book will be open. And Bible says, another book. There are two books. Another book. And they were judged out of the books according to their works. According to your works. According to your works. You are insulting the pastor according to your works. Last time you put your man's teacher in the house and they were all insulting the man. According to your works. According to your works. Clap for the Bible. I say clap for the Bible. Clap for the Bible. Clap for the Bible. And you don't have the Bible. I'm shy. You don't have it. Let me show you how many points do you have? 6. Let's make it 7 and see whether. Hey, take him from there. Yeah. Next one. The Bible points out the sins of mankind. Get this book. Read your Bible, pray every day. The Bible you don't have, it points out. Look, there is nothing that can point out your sin than the Bible. Get up. The Bible points out the sin. How many of you are sinners? You are sinners. Please give me Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Your sins. If you are a sinner, show by hands. If you are a sinner, you are a sinner. You sin. Sin. Yeah. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Next, we are going to up to 32. Being filled with all unrighteousness. This is what the Bible is saying. The Bible shows you that you are a sinner. Being filled with all righteousness, fornication. Do you know fornication? Do you know fornication? When you are not married and you are having sex with people, it's called fornication. A jamai. Fornication, the anchor is pornography. Fornication, the anchor is pornography and the ante is adultery. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy. Some of you are in church, but you are envious of somebody's shoe. You are envious. Anything somebody have, you are envious. It's a bad spirit. It's a bad spirit. Envy, debate. Do you know debate? Deceit. You are deceiving people. You take your grandmother's phone. If the battery is, you say, "Hey, grandma, battery is low. Bejang, where are battery going? How much?" As you said, 20 Ghana. If you give me 20 Ghana, then the battery will come up. She doesn't know that you have to charge it. Deceit, malignity, whisperers. That's one. Backbiters. Do you know backbiting? Gossiping about people behind their back. Backbiting. Haters of God. Despiteful. Proud. Boasters. Hey, umuakola. Ahoma suokokoti 24/7. Boasters. Boasters. Hey, insure papa no. Insure fame papa no. The sea is for your father. Hey, then the rest of us will be where? Insure papa no ni. Ona. Boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. I said the Bible, it will show you, it will point out your sin. You better get it. Disobedient to parents. Next one, 31. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Who knowing the judgment of God? That they which commit such things and are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but also have pleasure in them. That sometimes it's not like you do these things. So you like people who do these things. The people who do these things, they are your friends. Fornicators are your friends. Some of you sitting down here, you are dating your class teacher. Your class teacher is your boyfriend. Your class teacher is your boyfriend. He calls you my wife. Your class teacher. Mr. Amankwa, he's your boyfriend. Pastor Ben, next year, don't call me. I won't come. It's your boyfriend. Get a Bible. Get a Bible. Come here, you say you are a Christian. The people who are Muslims, everybody, that thing they do is called what? Tasba. They all have it. You are here, you don't have anything. The only thing that we can say that it smells like Christian on you is your name. And some of you, even the Christian name, you don't have it. I call Kweku Owusu. Maybe I remember. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Don't be afraid, though. And I saw the dead. both great and small. This is the end of everybody. Listen, some of you don't bury you on Saturday. They'll bury you on Tuesday morning. But they are burying somebody on Thursday afternoon. I mean, you got me. Thursday afternoon. There is no day that we should bury. It's not written anywhere that we must do burial on Saturday. Even Gamel Pobe, we don't bury people on Saturday. We bury on Friday. Saturday, but what a jano. Oh, no. I said, no, fear, no. Then Sunday, we block all the way. The Gonjo party, and oh, no. Wallahi. Shy. But we have to be sure that you have died by Saturday evening. We are sure. That's why we bury you on Friday. Friday, I can't ogbok where. Saturday, we have book. By Saturday, back then, we have Sunday. We are sure I can't ogbok. No of a party. We are sure you not come there. She can't football Friday, Saturday, a football Saturday, me, a fee party for Banaka. Guy, party man, a yet she. We are afraid. Yeah. Next one, he said, the Bible is used and it is relevant in every country of the world. It is relevant. The only book that is relevant in all the country. One day, there was a man called Voltaire. I must say Voltaire. This man, he had decided that he's going to burn Bible and take Bible out of the world. He started burning Bible. They will gather Bibles, burn it. Gather. He said he wants to wipe out Bible in all the world. He started. One day Voltaire died. When Voltaire died, his house became a printing press where they used imprinting Bibles. Do you understand? The house where he stays, the man who said want to wipe up, the house where he stays, that house became a printing press. They use imprinting Bibles. You cannot fight God and win. Oh, thank you for clapping. Thank you for clapping. That's why you have an iPhone. Thank you for clapping. Thank you for clapping. Hallelujah. Yeah. The next one says that the Bible is a powerful, life-changing book. The Bible, look, there are stories of people who have read the Bible and something touched their heart. You are just reading the Bible and your heart is touched. What number is that? 9. I'll give you last one. It's 10. People have just read the Bible. They just read the Bible. There's nobody who said he has read Aquila, there's something touching. Can you lose it? What will touch you? You are doing patago, cause hey, sokatwa. Confused Santita. Angle 45. A plane is moving eastward. Calculate the velocity. If a plane is moving, allow the plane to move. Why are we calculating velocity again? Hey, calculate the tangent. Which tangent? The plane is moving. The people sitting in the plane, they should calculate it. Why am I here? I'm calculating plane that is moving and people are sitting inside. It is a life-changing book. How many of you want your life to change? You want your life? Get the Bible. Get the Bible. The masturbation, it will stop. Get the Bible. Get the Bible. The fornication, it will not stop. It will not stop. Get a Bible. I know the ICT teacher is your boyfriend. So get a Bible. Get a Bible. Get a Bible. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Eradie. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to go. That's how they sing it in Pentecost. If you want to. Yeah, my one way, if you want to grow, hallelujah, read your, AJ your Bible, pray every day, yes way, pray every day, pray every day, Chish. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to. grow. Get a Bible. Tell your neighbor, get a Bible. Not a pizza. Yeah. The pizza. One day I was there, my wife was like, hey, don't bring pizza to the house. Then I said, every weekend I'll bring pizza. At the point she said, don't bring the pizza again. Pizza, call you feel no, it's a kukonte, call you feel no, then it has do you. How many of you like kukonte? Kukonte is sharp. Face the wall. The last one, number 10. The Bible is a wisdom book for life. Your foolishness is to go away by reading the Bible. It is a wisdom book for life under the sun. Hey, we are going out for break. If I see movement, be an no, I'll be preaching till 5 o'clock. Me, I will not get tired though. I'm not tired. I preach. How many of you were at the camp last 2 years or last year when I was there camp with you? I'll preach. Certainly, my preacher will be a meme. I was off work by Maba. Yeah, we'll break. It is a wisdom book. How many of you want to be wise? Hey, Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. Yeah. Now, in this world, we reward the ability to use the brain. We don't reward strength. You people are young. You have never been to the banking hall before. But if you go to the bank, there's somebody there we call branch manager. He doesn't do anything. He'll be there, no. Irene, coffee. He's sitting in the chair reading graphic, and they'll bring him coffee. That man, he earns more than 100 times the gate man of the bank called Atinga. Atinga the gate man. He opened the gate. Oh, yes, I'm a sir. You are welcome, sir. That man, end of the month, they give him 500 cedis. But the man called branch manager, they even take tithe allowance. Tithe allowance. I stopped going to the bank during the COVID time. I was going to go and do something. Then I met this security man at the bank holding the thermometer gun. I said, please, quiet. Master, you can't show me my job. I'm here to check your temperature. So he did it and then showed it to me. Then I asked him, what does it mean? Nonsense, you, what does it mean? Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor? Why are you asking me what does it mean? Do you know my job? I said, I don't know your job. I don't know what it does. I'm asking that. What does it mean? The thing you have shown to, what does it mean? Master, who to make us ask him to share me? Yeah, na yawaha, yeah, na yawaha bank, yeah, na yawaha, no. He said, "Minim se unan dan ba." He said, "I didn't audit them. No, I see chesen." Maza, unkom udajena ha unkom. So I told him that, genuinely, I don't know what it means. So it's not me bisan or no. I don't trust the temperature high. I say, oh. Listen, guys, get a Bible. I'm very passionate about the Bible. What is point number one? Quickly, let's go to what's point number one. It's what? It's the good news of what? Number two. It's what? God's warning to us. Number three. It's full of God's inspiration. Next one. Is God's wisdom for our prosperity? You'll be rich. Next one is the instruction manual for our marriage. Marriage, less. I need more fear more marriage. I'm not saying go and start boyfriend, girlfriend thing. So, next one, the truth.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.